Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the fuck I want.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome to our Too Posh Podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle, here with my daughter, Marcella.
Hello.
My son, Gino.
Here we go.
And our amazing co-host, Bernie.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And DJ Spider.
I don't speak any other languages.
Today's episode, I came across this story that I read on Daily Mail, and I was like, oh my gosh, this might be the cutest, sweetest story I've ever seen in my lifetime. But we're going to talk about the best and worst proposals of all time. Now, I don't care what anybody else's is, what anyone's favorite would be for me. And I am not even, I wouldn't be that excited about it, but I thought it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen because I can tell she wanted this. Her partner of 3 years proposed with a tiny golden retriever. You guys.
This is the dog?
Sweetest thing ever.
With the dog.
With the dog.
Proposed to her. You got to go in a little more detail.
Did she get a ring?
I'm going to get more detail.
Tell me more about
this. Okay, the dog is cute, but like, hello?
He just pooped on my shoe. What the hell?
Where's my ring?
He ate it. I want you to just hold him. He will shit it out in a second. I love you.
Of course she got a ring. Oh. But it was with the dog. And the dog's collar said, will you marry me? How cute is that?
I guess it depends on a few things. I think in theory, it sounds very cute, right?
It does sound that way.
Right? It sounds great, but...
Sounds like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, man. Do we know any details about where they...
Adorable pictures have emerged of a man proposing to his girlfriend of 3 years with a tiny golden retriever puppy. He proposed to his girlfriend in the most perfect way. The pictures were taken at Montana's Glacier National Park, and she was thinking she was just simply modeling for some local photographers. When I first turned around, I was very surprised to see him holding a golden retriever puppy. My first question was, whose it was? When he replied, this is our dog, I didn't believe him, especially with him being such a joker because he kids around all the time. He said, she's so special to me and I wanted to do something special for her that she wouldn't forget. I've had a male golden retriever for 3 years, so it's just been the boys for a while. Joel had known he was going to propose sometime in the summer and had been mulling over the idea of getting another dog. Once I knew I was getting the dog, I figured that would be a good time to propose. The photographers had asked me to model for them in the past. And Katie has done some modeling. So I reached out to see if they would ask us to do a couple's photo shoot. Kind of stage a fake reason to take pictures. And they really came through. There's a ring.
Here's my question. So...
what?
So here's the thing. I'm sorry I'm laughing because I can see this happening, right? What if... And this is a stupid thing. I'm just thinking this makes you laugh. So there could be like a double manipulation thing in here. Maybe she didn't want a dog. Maybe she wants to get married, but he's like,
I think she wanted a dog. I could just tell that she loves this dog already. This is the sweetest picture.
That I mean, dog she is could, not tiny.
I know she could love a dog because she wanted to get the ring. There's a double whammy there. If he's already wanting a dog. I mean, I know, Debbie Downer. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
You ruined the sweet moment.
I love the dog.
She said, I looked at the name tag and it said Katie, and I initially thought he'd name the dog after me, but I looked close and underneath it said, will you marry me? Come on, that is
very sweet.
Is it a boy dog or a girl dog?
Katie, I don't know. Hold on.
Flip it over and find out. See,
so if it's Katie.
Now there, he got down on one knee. Look at this pretty. I mean, he planned this whole thing. That is pretty amazing. My first reaction was to ask if Joel was joking, but then he got down on one knee and I knew it was for real. Everything was overwhelming in the best possible way. The proposal took place at sunset, which Katie believed to be a great setting for a photo shoot, but Joel knew it was the perfect romantic time to pop the question.
I will give him credit. I mean, I don't know why I'm being like,
this guy deserves some credit. Bah, humbug. Are you jealous?
I know. I'm like, somebody marry me, please. No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, I thought that when I saw this, I was like, okay, you know, you see so many proposals kind of thing. Yeah. But this was, I mean, planned out from beginning to end with pictures, everything.
So, okay. With that being said, what resonated so much to make this one stand out so much for you?
For me, it did, because I thought that for a guy to like literally like plan a couple's photo shoot, like she would have had no idea. First of all, you want to keep the surprise. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want the girl to go, oh, now he's going to do it. It's always such a letdown, I feel like.
And that's from the actual proposal, right?
This is. Yeah, that's so cool. They had professional photographers there. He did it at sunset, golden hour. I mean, how much perfect.
He thought of everything that a girl would love. Yeah.
And
I think
she was ready,
so
because she was going for a photo shoot. So it wasn't like, I've seen people propose at a competition where the dance teacher.
Sweatpants. Oh my God.
The dance teacher was like there for a whole weekend. No sleep, no rest, not ready. It was a sweet gesture, but I would think the girl.
And I'm always like, you have to make sure that she has her nails done. Like,
yeah, that too.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So guys, if you're listening, if you're going to propose like to your girlfriend, make sure that she has her nails done, because
she's going to take a picture immediately, right?
That's
a
good point. And you're like, seriously, I don't have, like right now, that's terrible.
Nobody proposes to Marcella right now.
Yeah, it's horrible.
She'll say no.
Her nails are looking very South Dallas right now.
They're all crazy.
The nail she has on.
The nail. I can't get it off, you dick.
You do only have one nail.
I cannot get it off. I'm not even gonna show you this hand.
Oh, I kept looking over and I kept thinking it was your hurt finger that didn't have a nail.
Hey, the other hand, I have only one nail missing.
That is so
bad. I thought that was the hurt finger.
If you put it together, you got one whole hand. We can be twins. We got two whole hands.
Guys, I have not had time, okay? No, I only have a photo shoot tomorrow. I gotta get it fixed. Anyways, I will.
Right. So, on that note, let me just tell you guys about some cringeworthy proposals.
I forgot what you were talking about.
Let's get back on track. That is when I was in a 3-year relationship with a guy. I paid all the bills, paid off his debt.
Oh my God.
Kept the apartment clean.
Already
red flag. 3.
Lost 30 pounds. And then he cheated on me. So I broke up with him. We met up for dinner one night to end everything on good terms. And that's when he proposed.
Jesus.
Flat out said no. His reaction was to cry and sing me Bruno Mars songs.
No.
No way.
I am sure he hates Bruno Mars now. Oh, I forgot to mention he also pulled a Seth Rogen and proposed with an empty box.
Oh, really? Wow. Dude, he really had his shit together.
Just stop it, sir. Just stop it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no ring? He proposed with no ring?
That happened to my girlfriend recently, actually.
It's an air ring.
How? Wait, tell that story.
Okay, so I was
Is she a pretty girl? Like,
you know, right? Okay. So.
Is this a serious?
Do I know this story?
Yes.
I gotta.
Oh, she just gave you a look like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, I was like, do I know this story?
Boyfriend she's been with for a while?
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, they were together a long time.
She's a pretty girl, right?
Yeah, she's
a
girl.
Like, I don't want to let you finish, but when I see pretty girls who go with guys who are just such horrible. Fucking loose, like, it doesn't make any sense that
he's
broke,
not
they do nothing
looking.
At all, mm-hmm. and they stick with it. What is
so,
it?
Okay, so I was getting my hair done. She does my hair. And we were the last ones there. She's telling me how they haven't spoken since January. She's dating someone else. And so this was about, I would say, had to be a month and a half ago. Okay. So it's just her and I. I'm leaving the salon. I go to stop at the stop sign. I look over and I see him, her ex. And I was like, holy shit, she's by herself in a salon. So I watch a lot of Investigation Discovery. So my first reaction is, I'm like, sorry, I was like, your ex and I just made eye contact. He is pulling up right now. Please call me because I don't want him to chop you up into little pieces. Oh my God. Damn. Yeah. Because I was like, I don't want him to murder you.
I wasn't nervous until now.
So I'm like, because she had blocked him. And I'm like, oh my God, he's coming to her work.
Oh,
after
so
hours.
This is like, he's blocked. Nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he's blocked. He's like, they're not communicating. And I'm like, oh my God, why is he showing up to her work in the dark? And she's by herself. Like, I watch.
Does she work at, what is she, what salon you work
in Dallas?
Okay, it's a new one.
So she doesn't call me for a while and I'm like, Jojo, are you okay? So she calls me and she goes, girl, he just proposed. And I go, shut up. Like how? And she goes, well, I go, was there a ring? And she was like, no. I go, what?
Oh my
God. How did he propose? He just proposed. Like, marry me. Like, will you marry me?
Wow.
Oh, he had no ring.
So
no ring.
Smooth.
So they broke up and they hadn't talked since January.
Like five plus months.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm
and then came in and proposed and said he wanted to change
Can
his whole
life.
Can
you even imagine the mindset? Like, how do you get to that point where you're like, we haven't talked for 6 months, but I'm going to go propose.
I mean, you're going like hail fucking Mary on that one.
Yeah. So they went and had some drinks and she was like, no, I'm not marrying you. Like, this is crazy. And he
Did
goes,
she think about it?
I think she might have thought about it, but I think the way, like, there was no ring, no flowers, no like grant, no, nothing exciting.
Did she pay for the tab?
That's what I was about to ask.
He used to make her split everything, like every meal, every.
So what do y'all think about that? Because I think that's, I've never, that doesn't make any
if
sense.
If a man had me split a meal,
Now, but let me ask this though. If you guys have been dating for a while, and you know, would you ever pick up the bill?
I have done that before, like on a birthday.
That must be nice.
Well, I mean, on a, like, that's why we're getting you on Bumble and Tinder.
I had done it like on birthdays or just
like casual stuff, like pizza, Taco Bell.
Oh, well, yeah.
No. That's what I'm just asking.
I mean, I've gone to like somewhere like that and been like, I forgot my wallet. I have it. I mean, I wouldn't be like, we're not eating here.
So it was a choice for you to pay, not because someone was fucking broke or something.
No.
Okay.
I see it like a little different, but
how do you see it?
I think that when a guy takes a girl out, the guy should always pay.
Yeah.
But as girls, we do things different. Like I will bring food. I'll cook food.
Yeah.
I'll do other things.
Yeah. Special, that's totally cool. Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I believe in the thing and all that, I would feel weird.
I've only had one. I think
you told me
one girl, and it was a first date.
And
the meal was like $200, and I've never, like, anyone I've ever dated, I've always paid for dinner. I mean, if it's like Taco Bell or something like that, they may say take care of it. But if it's going out, we're dressed up. It's understood. I don't know. I think that I'm right there with you.
Old school, and I think though, I mean, I'm definitely not a taker. Like, no, you pay for everything. I'm not going to do anything for you. I try to do a lot of special things for who I'm with. I think it's when it comes down to the dinner or something like that. And of course, if we're going to Starbucks and I'm driving, like, I got it. It's not a deal. Whatever. But I think that, like you said, like a dinner, I mean, unless it's a birthday, I'm not.
Start saving up your money, Gino. Dating's not cheap.
Well, I know.
Was it that bad with your ex?
I paid for two for 4 years. Like, going through college, just getting to work. Like,
but how old? She was young, right? You're young. How old are you again?
I'm 26.
And how old is she?
Okay. 24, I have a huge problem with that, though. I hate when people say that about her, that she was young. Because at her age, I was taking care of myself and I started my own business. Like, every time anybody was like, she's young, I was like, I want to like choke someone when they say that.
Why?
Because it's such an excuse that it was such an excuse for her that I always thought about where I was in life at that age, like working and.
You're not the norm. I'll say it again. Every podcast I say you and your mom are not the norm at all. But when I make the comment, like, how old are they? They're young. I think with age, there naturally comes maturity. Like, I couldn't date someone young. I dated one person. I've dated a couple 20-some-odd-year-old people. I'm 41. I dated someone that was 25 or 6. And I dated someone that was 27. And the maturity level, expectations is just different because I've had that much more experience. I know I have a better understanding of what I want, what I don't want. But someone in their early 20s, I think everyone's kind of stupid in their 20s.
But when you act like you can't even take care of yourself, like you don't have money to eat, and then you're like, he's having to say, have you eaten today? Like, let me just take care of.
That's being a pretty person who everyone enables. I mean,
enabling. Yeah.
Yep.
Right? Which you got to take a little responsibility for that, buddy.
Does. I do.
I do. You just said I'm guilty.
Yeah. But I mean, but the other thing is this, you really cared about her for a long time. So you're not, but you're not even thinking about it as enabling. Right now, we all do the same thing. We red flag it later. We're like, fuck, how did I miss the whole paintbrush or red flag, red everywhere? But it's not till after the fact we make up a lot of excuses. It doesn't excuse it because I'm guilty of doing that with countless people.
But I think it's hard too, because as a man, I would think that the idea is to take care of your woman, right? Like, I first of all, I'm a working woman. I'll always be that. So I'm not saying I need a man to like take care of me. Like, I can't take care of myself, but it's nice to know that there's a man who will just want to take care of you.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I always say, I will never change my mind. And I had actually proof of something like that today. We talked about, you know, the women emancipation and whatever, all that stuff that goes around. However, there's one thing that will never change. A woman will always want, when she's in a relationship, for the partner to take care of her.
Sure.
To have, it's almost like you can, that's why men are bigger. They have bigger shoulders. You fall into their shoulders almost like in a picture way, because you know you can count on them. The girls give love. They do it in other ways, in a way. So that's part of the give and take of the relationship. So
I totally agree with you on that one.
You know, the whole, I mean, that's why women give birth. I believe in women giving back. Like, you don't just take advantage of someone.
Right.
Just in different ways. It's just, for me, it's different. I know sometimes people go, oh my God, you're so spoiled. I've never in my life gotten my whatever stickers you put on the car, whatever. I've never gotten my oil changed ever in my life.
Like a registration sticker.
Like, what?
I just don't. It's car stuff. I don't want to deal with it. It's like,
see, I
and it's nice when that is just someone takes care of that. I don't know.
So from my experience, the way I think most people, when you feel appreciated, we tend to do way more.
For sure.
I think for a man, for me, like, if I feel like who I'm with appreciates me, appreciates what I'm doing, I'm all about it. I have no problem doing it. But I've been in situations before where I've dated someone and it wasn't that let's do this together. It was an expectation. And that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll do whatever I need to do to make sure, because who doesn't want to make you? We all want to make that's why you did it for so long.
Right.
You wanted to make her feel good. You really enjoyed it. It made you feel good. You're not realizing you're getting taken advantage of in any situation. No one's realizing that, but
right.
I'd rather be partnered up with somebody than feel like this is the expectation. You have to do this.
Right. So, I agree with that. Because
you want to do
not.
It.
Well, to not feel appreciated is probably the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullshit. So, anyway. Back to the proposals.
Yeah, we need more terrible stories.
This one proposal where this guy in the middle of the parking lot proposed with a bread twist tie.
Oh, shit.
No kidding.
That's my kind of man right there.
Was the ring baked in?
No. The little thing that you close the bag of bread with.
Oh my God.
Not in the bread, in the twist tie.
That would have been cool though.
So was it pretty red?
I got you a pretzel.
He's so offended. Yeah, right? Really? I'm worried that.
I know what to get you for your birthday.
was your friend Joe offended by?
I think so. Oh, because it was a desperate act.
Should have been.
You know?
Yeah.
Next
funny,
one.
I'm sorry.
We broke up and I was trying to move on. He called and told me he needed to talk to me. So I told him, come over. We sat in his truck and he cried and he begged me to marry him. I said no and left him crying. A month later, he messaged me to tell me he was going to be a dad.
Oh, wow.
He had knocked her up before we had even broken up. Mm. Bullet dodged.
Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of even him sending her the message? Just, you reject me, but it's cool. I knocked someone else up.
Makes him feel better, I guess. Yeah.
You feel more like a dick at that point, embarrassing.
Not these people.
Clearly.
Yep. Right?
I have a chronic illness that causes me to be in a lot of pain pretty much daily, but some days it hurts a lot worse. One of those times where I was curled up in the fetal position, crying all day, wishing for sleep or death. After I had finally gotten to sleep, my ex wakes me up and does the worst proposal ever. Just shoved me awake and apathetically mumbled it, mentioned some copper ring he had. My response was a less nice version of, are you serious? You couldn't have waited? I probably could have been nicer, but he didn't even give a has-f attempt at the inopportune time.
I have so many questions about this whole situation.
Man.
He just like nudged her and said like, hey, you want to get married?
You.
Did they, so they still live together?
Was she in deep sleep?
I think she's calling him ex because she broke up with him after that. That's why.
As she should have.
Yeah. Exactly.
And also for guys, like just another quick note, like don't propose in the morning. Like when she wakes
morning
up,
breath, all that stuff.
Just like, I am not cute in the morning like that. It's horrible. I'd be so mad.
Yeah, who does that anyway?
I think a lot
there
of
there are clearly plenty of people who do it for sure.
I'm just trying to give pointers.
When I found out I was pregnant, my then boyfriend asked, so do you want to like go get married before you tell your mom you're pregnant?
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
I laughed in his face. I left him a few months later. He proposed again about 3 weeks after my son was born. I politely declined this time and he said, haha, April Fool's. It was April 1st.
That's pretty awesome.
I was kidding. That's really funny.
That's so mean.
To who? She already said no.
That's true.
He is in love with me, but we were never together. I always made it clear I was not interested. First time he emailed the proposal. Second time he did it over the phone. Third time was 6 years after the second proposal.
Holy
God.
And damn. At last, it was in person. I said no to all three.
You know what that
John,
was.
John, I just like you as my Uber Eats driver, okay? Just come
on, okay? Dude got lonely after coming out of relationships and was like, I know what I'll do. I'll propose to my ex.
So exactly.
Funny. That's funny.
So do you want my proposal story?
You have one?
I do have one.
What is it?
It was when I was in college, I was dating a girl for about 6 months or so. Randomly one night, we're in bed just talking about things. And I was like, what do you want to do after you're done with school? Blah, blah, blah. Do you want to travel? Do you want to get married? And she freaks the fuck out, thinking I just asked her if she wanted to get married. I'm like, whoa. Like, we were just talking about all this stuff. Why would all of a sudden did you pick that one to think I was really asking you like right now?
Oh, that's funny.
It scared the shit out of me. We didn't date for much longer. I think it was two or three days.
That's two or three days.
How long were y'all together before that?
6 months.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. That's funny.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah. So random.
I told someone to propose to me when I knew that they were about to.
Who?
Oh, cut them off.
They still have the ring.
Who?
You have the ring? They do.
Can I have like a subtle? Oh.
I think this story has been on the podcast before.
Okay.
When I said, I was at work, we were at work, and I was like, don't ask me to marry you.
Wait, hold on.
I love when Bernie goes, tell me the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, hold on a second. Because I know if I'm wanting to know what's going on, I know every listener is like, okay, hold on a second. Backtrack, how did you get to the point where you knew or you had a thought he was going to propose?
We had been dating for 2 years, and we worked together. We were together a lot. And I had started hearing, and I had had a glimpse of like on his phone, like saw like rings and stuff, and we were about to take a family trip too.
Did you just happen to mysteriously find those, or do you think he like hinted to let you find those?
No, I think that I accidentally like had just looked over.
You're creeping through his phone.
I did not do that. No, not at all. I did not do that. But I had started getting like the thoughts. Because we had talked about it and stuff, and we had businesses together, and we were going on a family trip.
This is the one who hates you now, right?
Oh, yeah. So, really?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to connect.
I'm learning too.
He hates me very much now. And we were at work, and I think we're like a week away from our family Christmas trip.
This is y'all's family Christmas
trip?
And that
he's coming, yeah.
Now, I want to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I loved him and I still love him.
Does he love you or even like you now?
I think he still loves me. I can't imagine that he doesn't. Yeah. He loves
definitely them. The MVP of all past boyfriends.
Really?
The MVP. I've never heard it said
What'd
like
you
that.
Like about him? I want to hear the rest, but what did you like about him?
I mean,
very sweet.
Yeah, he was always there. Was never like he tried to get to know me. He tried to get to know Jolie.
Oh,
he
got to know shit. You fucked up. I'm just kidding.
Compared to all the others, it's not even close. I think
really
okay.
So, but we were just at work, and I am really bad. Like I'm a. My mom says I suffer in silence. Sometimes I don't say things that. I should probably communicate quickly. I let it kind of build up. And when it comes to a head, I don't think I just like word vomit. And that's in any situation. It'll build up. And then it'll just come out. So when I was walking down the hall and he was sitting there and I just got this instinct, like, because I know myself clearly.
Real quick. Are you in y'all's apartment, your place?
No, I'm at my work? Studio. Okay. Yeah. And I said, because I knew, so I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I knew myself that if I was being proposed to, I don't have the heart to say no, because what kind of like horrible person.
Would you falsely say yes?
Falsely. Well, how could you say no to someone? Like,
it's easy. No.
But I would have felt horrible. And then I knew the other thing, I would have had this internal battle with, I said yes, but now what do I do? Because then I feel like an even worse person because I'm going to have to say, I really don't want to. So then I had this fear like I was going to go through the whole thing and then be in this marriage that I knew wasn't right to begin with. So I did that whole scenario.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
That's so, a serious and that's
just
serious.
Walking up on that.
That's very rational.
Sorry,
that was
very rational moment. And I stopped before going to my class and I was like, I'm not ready to marry you. And he was like, okay. I was like, just don't ask me. And he was like,
really?
Okay. And that was it. And then we went on that trip and we came home.
Was it awkward? Hold on. Not the trip. Cause I'm certain that probably was. Was it awkward or maybe it wasn't? Was it awkward from that time when you said, don't ask me to marry you?
It got a little tense. I think my fault, not on his, but I wanted out, I think. And so we went on this trip. I mean, I was waking up. Now, I'm not a morning person, mind you. I was waking up.
I've heard the stories.
At 6 a.m. just to go hang out with Jolie because I couldn't be in the bed anymore. Like, I just couldn't fake it anymore. And we get off the plane from our family trip. I wanted everyone to come to dinner with us because I couldn't do it anymore. And it was just him and I. And we got our food. And I'm sitting there. He's mid-sentence. And I will never forget it. My legs like this. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And he was like... He was like, what? And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just can't. And
this is 2+ years of dating.
Yeah.
He never saw it coming anywhere. Wow, you suck.
That's a little scary. I don't want to go on Bumble now.
No, this isn't a Bumble thing. You need Bumble, buddy. You need Bumble. Trust us.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this Bumble thing. By the way. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. So this guy's...
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't even know what kind of feel from right now because like he loves you.
I know.
You guys are boyfriend, girlfriend. His parents, your parents like, did Patrick like him?
Everybody loved him. Yeah.
Everybody likes him. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's gonna.
But it wasn't right. So in the end, you know, it's my sister. Like,
totally.
Right? So I agree. It's not right.
No, absolutely.
Like, sorry, but.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I felt horrible because I hate.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. I felt awful. I was torturing myself.
How long before you broke up with them did you know you want to get the hell out of there?
Longer than my mom likes to say, I stay in things. I've heard you say this before.
I like to say
she's like, I say it every time.
It's a
every
fact. Time.
I've heard you say this before. So how long before you broke up with them did you know she wanted to break up with her? Break up with him?
You know, she's my daughter. I know her so well. And I know I could tell and feel like what she's saying. I could tell. I felt it. I could tell.
We were on our way to make a pros and cons list.
The pros and cons.
Those are infamous.
That's serious in our family. That's a major. Yes. If it comes to pros and cons, like I changed my career with a pros and cons list.
How did you incorporate that? I mean, that's a good thing.
It's the best thing when you see it. I mean, we can talk till we're blue in the face, but when you write it down
on paper
and you do pros and cons and then you see it, there is nothing more clear to help you make decisions.
It is weird because in your mind, you can rationalize, you can emotionally, you can do all the things you can try
to. Sounds rational again. You can, oh my gosh.
You can make it pretty.
You can make it pretty.
Right now,
yeah. You can have.
You're not emotional at all.
She's got layers.
Yeah, I have layers. Thanks, Spider. You can sleep on it. You cannot sleep. You can stay awake. Funny. You can talk it out till you're blue in the face. But then I think, and I've taught all my friends the pros and cons list also, and it's funny because they do it too. Like I'll tell my best friend, and so my best girlfriend ended a engagement because of a pros and cons list.
Do you have any? I forgot if you
and we keep them.
I was.
We have to make it to. I still have all.
Oh,
of them.
Oh my god! We totally
need you to bring those in. Yeah.
We've actually had the lists when I'm dating. Like I'll be dating a few people, so we'll make the list. It's like
okay. I'm gonna reach for this. I'm gonna reach for this question. So. Do we have any ex-boyfriends? Do you have any ex-boyfriends that we could have come on the show? I know.
I can give you a list of ones I don't want in here.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I can't be here.
I have weapons that I don't want to use.
Exactly.
I think that's... We could. I could think of two.
I would have a serious problem if some of them were here.
Why?
I would get into... I'm very confrontational. I'd get into a fight.
Really? Yeah. So when can we do this show?
I got your back.
Spire's going to come out and we're going to have a problem.
Okay, so let me ask
this. I hold you back again.
Clearly
you're not good at doing that, Mom, because he's gotten a fight before. Yeah. But, so are there any that you liked? Other than this one you say, I mean, are there more that you didn't
honestly,
like?
Honestly, from how my sister was treated, only one.
No. I was going to say I'm sorry. I said it backwards.
Oh.
I meant that you hated. That's what
all of them.
All of them.
Okay, sorry.
There's only one. There's like, only. Wait, oh, okay. Yeah. There's only one that I'm like.
Is the one we just said?
Yeah. That's it.
Clearly, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm very confrontational with stuff.
I get it.
I'll get into a fight.
And I'll have your back just because. Yeah.
You're my brother now.
I totally got your back.
So. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I'm going in. So.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Spider's there. We're
going
to win.
I'm conscious. I'm still going.
Three against one.
Dude, that's crazy. Okay, so we won't do that. And I have no ex-girlfriends I want to bring here. So.
Yeah, see, exactly.
We need you to come through for us on Bumble and dinner and bring some ex-girlfriends here. Right.
Yeah.
This is
hilarious.
There may be a lot of that with this kind of stuff, though, because you're creating content. People want to take parts of what you do and spin it to whatever they want there's thing to be.
But the good thing about like the content we have here on the show is that if you take it for what it is, we're having conversations about present, like this is experience, whatnot. It doesn't mean anything that's what your thought is now or that you're gonna go bang a porn star or you're gonna do these different things.
Exactly.
I tried.
Well, apparently they know some people we can bring on. Just saying. Chino, you're gonna get a porn star.
Oh, but, God.
But the good thing, it's entertaining. What makes it good? And people.
The point.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you have to be completely honest and yourself, otherwise the show is not good. Every time we have that problem, it's not great.
But we always,
just talk is the best shows.
But we have always said, like, if people I'm with in the past have, like, they want to be with me right when they see it. Mm-hmm. For some reason, when then we're together, it becomes, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this, can't wear that, can't do this. And then I'm like, well, what did you think? You knew, like, I am an open book, so I'm not a surprise to anybody. I'm going to wear what the fuck I want to. I'm gonna.
Bernie's like,
yeah. I mean, it's true, and I'm not gonna pretend. And we know I do these things, and then suddenly it's not okay.
Well, my theory is that the things that attracted them to you in the first place, they don't want you doing, so that other people aren't attracted to you. Yeah.
Insecure. Insecure.
Right. Total insecurity.
Do you know what? Patrick has never one day
never
said one word to me in. How long? 18, 19 years, whatever we're together, not one time.
Well, don't dare me to do anything. I'm going to do it just because he
said
that.
Don't you dare.
Right.
When we've always said that if I'm a very free spirit, but I am a respectful woman, but we've always said that if you try to put your thumb on me or clip my wings, it's just the worst thing you could do to me.
Get bit.
Yeah, it's just, it kills her spirit and she will put up with it for a minute or two.
Or then some months.
That's too funny.
But in the end, it always ends the same because her spirit will come back. Like you can clip those wings, they'll grow back. And once they grow back, then, oh my God. Then she says everything she should have ever said.
At the end, always.
In the relationship. But
it really is interesting, though, how, I mean, you're right. People will, they're drawn to certain aspects about your personality and all that. And then they just want to change that. But it's just like you said, Spider. It's that insecurity.
Yes.
But I think if they could learn to appreciate who you are and let you be who you are. Now, let me adjust this when I say this. The average person, the majority of people are cheaters and whatnot. So, you know, that I think it takes a right. So you heard, right?
Welcome.
But I think if you can find someone who's mature enough in their relate in themselves to know that they're not going to do that. Like I'm at the point in my life where like I just refuse to cheat. I've done it and I've had it done to me and it fucking feels horrible. Right. And so where I'm at, I know what the flip side of that is. So I just would never, ever do that, no matter what situation, because I've been put in enough situations where, right. You know what that's about, whatnot. And so
it's much better to break up,
which is totally what I've said in the past too. I said, if I feel, if I'm with you, I'm with you. I don't even see anybody else. Yep. I think I realize it's ending when I have a wandering eye, or if I'm noticing or wanting because obviously it's something's missing. Because if I truly love you, I don't even notice anyone else. So I think that when you realize that,
I'm sorry. The minute you said that, I thought about when you walked in and with the two girls and like, you don't see nothing.
Oh yeah. No, I'm
you're crazy.
Nothing, clearly.
I see nothing else. I see no girls there at all.
Yeah.
Girls, but like other girls. There was plural.
Yes. Cheat on your two girls at once. But anyway, that's a side story.
Sorry. Sorry to bring that one up. I just thought about it.
But I like, as far as other guys, but I'll break up before I cheat basically.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, that's a good thing, but it is unfortunate. People are stupid.
But I'm a lot to handle. I know that. So
are you?
No way.
Are you? Gino, are you a lot to handle?
No. I'm
do
not.
You even know what you are to handle?
I'm so like perfect. I'm really easy.
You seem like you'd be really laid back and easy.
So laid back. Yeah. He's so like lets them be whoever. I think because obviously his sisters and his mother. But just very so laid back, so easygoing. You want to do. Like, I don't even think you ever got mad at Whitley, except for one time, maybe.
I got mad near the end because I was tired of the place that I paid for everything. So I was tired of getting up early.
Feeling taken advantage
of. Going to work all day. Coming home. The place is messier than I left.
You guys live together, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The place is messier than when I left.
Oh, that's the worst.
I pay for food. Like everything. I pay for it. And nothing on the other side has been done. No work, no nothing. Just lounge around watching TV.
What did she do? What did she do for work at that point?
Occasionally would work for my mom and with Marcella. And she
babysit.
And then she would sometimes would babysit. And then I got her a job with one of my best buddies to be a waitress at a really good restaurant where she can make good money at Mexican Sugar. And
that's a good argument.
They told her, okay, you'll have 2 weeks of being a hostess and then we'll augment you in and train you for being a waitress.
Hard to get that job because it's so well paid. Yeah. They make so much money.
My buddy is the CFO's right-hand man for that. So that's how I got her that set up with her. And she just chose to be a part-time hostess for a few weeks and it was the biggest deal.
What are you guys thinking?
And never
that's happening.
Helped out with anything. And so that was
the only time he got mad. So
yeah, Gino, I got mad. I was like, can we please, like, I can't even see my floor in my living room right now. And I'm a neat freak because of how we were raised. Like I used to be a kind of germaphobe is. So I like things clean. I'm not anymore. But I used to be like, it's because I watched
Monk.
But
really?
Monk,
annoying.
I grew up watching Monk.
Hardcore germaphobe.
But let's keep in mind, junior high, back in the day, not currently.
Like hand sanitizer for everything kind of deal.
You touch his fork.
You couldn't touch my food. Really? I was big on food. Like you couldn't.
Yeah, food was
slobber on my food or anything
slobber.
I don't want anyone slobbering in my food. My gosh. The only person who slobbered on my food is Jet. For whatever reason, everyone else is grows me out.
Yeah, like when I lived alone, I'd vacuum a couple times a week. I would make my bed like it was clean, but I'm getting up early. I can't make my bed. And now I can't even do the vacuuming. And then she's up all night. Like I can't even go to sleep. And then she's loud. Like it was just.
How did that make reasonable sense? Get mad, right?
Yeah. So I got mad one time and that was pretty much it.
Then it ended.
How did you. Man, how did you.
Well, a big thing for me was it was from when I was younger, Gino, my big thing was I only wanted one person. That was a huge, huge personal thing for me. I wanted to be with one person. And so because of that, like made me open to enabling things because I felt like in my mind, in my heart, I picked for life. Like that was it.
Was she your first girlfriend?
No, but like.
Was she your first person to have sex with?
Yes.
That makes sense. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I had my first girlfriend that I fell in love with. She broke up with me at 18. And I was devastated. I was so attached to this girl. So I justified a lot of stuff. She's pretty awesome. What the payback was, we went to, this was awesome payback. So my payback for her, she broke up with me and we went to this big mega church. She ended up dating like right after she broke with me. She started dating the guy who's in charge of like the music minister. Awesome guy. We're friends to this day.
What church?
It was Calvary Temple.
Oh.
And so this was.
Right. That's how you have to
go. This was an 18. This was. 17, 18, 19 years ago. And the guy who is in charge is mega. And I'm like very involved in church. So I'm watching the love of my life at 18 years old, or I'm 19 or whatever. Now she's dating like the mega pastor, like of music. So like, what do you compete with that? Turns out they end up getting married. The guy turned out being gay. And then he's a friend of mine today. Like great guy.
You just thanked him.
I know. No, I had lunch with her. This was years ago. She got remarried again. And I remember saying to her, I'm like, do you regret breaking up with me now? we laugh about it, but it was pretty funny.
Oh like, my God. Yeah.
So I think going forward, I talked to Patrick about this the other night when I was over at dinner. I would never enable what I did again. Because now it's like.
I think that's a good lesson for you.
Yeah. Like I let a lot of things go because I was so committed, but now it's like, I can't control it. That's over. Like,
right.
And so now.
Sure. Now you have a panel of people to help you figure out your dating life.
Exactly.
We're going to bring it to the table.
Yes.
All
right. Exciting. Exactly. I'm going to tell you guys of a couple more really bad proposals.
Oh, God, I forgot.
And then we're going to go to Miss Polly and the question of the day. So the one with all the confusion, a guy I knew, a really stupid guy, got his girlfriend a diamond ring as a birthday present, not intending any larger message.
Uh-oh.
She unwrapped it and said, oh, stupid guy, of course I will. He went through with it rather than deal with the awkwardness.
Oh my damn. God.
It didn't last.
Yo, of course it would.
Did it say how long it lasted for?
Didn't say.
Like I said, that chick, we were done in 2 or 3 days after she mistakenly think of those two.
That's crazy.
A guy wanted to propose to his girlfriend at Disney World. Very common. Usually in front of the castle, usually with
is
staff
really
involved.
Common?
Very.
I didn't know that.
Disney.
Yeah. That's going to suck.
Usually Disney will do what they can to make it special. But no, this genius, this man of men, decided he had to step it up a notch. Decides to do it on Splash Mountain at the peak.
What?
Right before the drop. And he dropped the ring.
Hell yeah.
You earned that. You earned that one, sir.
My wife said that the way I proposed was a traumatic experience and she wishes that I had done something a bit different.
She said, it's my wife, so it worked out.
Clearly it worked out okay. They're still married.
She was 6 months pregnant with our first child. We were living in our first shared crappy apartment getting ready to go to a fair. Why I didn't do it at the fair or something, I couldn't tell you. What I did do was morosely tell her there was something we needed to talk about. I sat her down and proceeded to tell her there was something bugging me in the relationship. And the way I see it, there's only one way to fix it.
What a dick.
Will you marry me?
Wow.
She genuinely thought that I was breaking up with her and leaving her stuck with a child to raise on her own before those last words came out. She started crying and eventually hit me, then said, yes, I'm a lucky man. That was dumb.
Yep. Dude, that's so stupid.
That was dumb.
That was kind of damn.
The one with the diet plan. The way my dad proposed to my mom, it just happened randomly. How much weight do you think you can lose by September?
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow.
And nice. Did that?
And did she said say yes?
Still together.
She said yes.
Because oh, she said my mom or my dad.
Oh. Mm. Oh, you're an asshole.
Wait, what was the one?
My ex cheated on me. We broke up, spoke some, decided to work
seems
on it.
Seems to be a constant, like...
Yeah.
It had been at that point a 2-year relationship and just a week away from Valentine's Day. I refused to sleep with him again until he got tested. I didn't think he actually had something. He did. An incurable something. He came over, told me, incurable. I cried. I said something to the effect of, if I have this, I'm ruined for anyone else. Well, if you have the STD, you want to get married?
See, that's what scary. No Bumble.
That's what herpesfish.com is for. Take all the guesswork out of whether or not they have an STD, because they do.
That's anyways, crazy. These are all terrible proposals. My favorite is that puppy one still. Uh-huh. So cute. There's lots of beautiful ones. And
we just highlighted all the terrible
ones. Highlighted all the terrible ones.
So question.
And
I got a question.
Yes.
How did Patrick propose to you?
You don't want to know. It wasn't great.
No?
Nope.
Even more reason to know.
It was really, it was terrible. Everything went wrong for him. I think he had planned to propose right when we met, when he met me first. The idea was great, but then
execution I can't was remember.
Yeah, something went really wrong.
Still
wrong.
Long
ago. I actually literally said that to him two days ago. I said, you know, that proposal was really not okay. He goes, 19 years later, worked.
It worked well.
Yeah, I can't say much.
So I'm like, whatever. But no, it wasn't good. But we need to call Miss Polly.
We actually call her this time?
No, same. Okay. She's not here, but we're having to.
Just wondering, because I want to.
Yeah, I know.
This is Penis and Pussy Talk with Miss Polly.
Miss Polly is not here, so Marcella's standing in for her, but it's Miss Polly's answers.
Yes. The question is, can certain exercises lead to better sex? Miss Polly says, most definitely. Most common exercise for sex is doing Kegels to strengthen your pelvic floor muscles. Both men and women can benefit from them. Kegels for women are squeezing the same muscles you use to stop your flow of urine. Some women use Benoit balls to assist in the exercise.
Wait, what?
The Benoit balls.
I have no idea what that is.
They're these two balls that you put up there and you move them around.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make a noise? Like the ones you use in your hand?
I don't know if they do while they're in there, but I've never tried it.
What's that noise? Marcella, she walks. It's weird.
The goal is to be able to stand up with the balls inside of the vagina without them falling out.
Are they heavy?
No, I think they're little.
But they're kind of heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
I was gonna say.
They're heavier than you would think.
Yeah. Enough squeezing the pelvic floor muscles keep them in. Don't worry. They won't get lost up there. Remember, the vagina is a closed environment. They won't float off anywhere. If you're worried they won't come out, just squat and push. They will drop right out. For men, making your penis flex while it's erect is your pelvic floor exercise. To increase the difficulty... try putting a dry towel on it to add some weight. Move up to a wet towel. This will help your stamina and orgasm control.
I use a can of peaches. It's about 16 ounces.
You should also do core exercises to increase your pelvic muscles and stamina. Stretching is also a great tool to increase your flexibility.
Stretching like the whole body?
Well, yeah. The more positions you can get into without injury means great sex.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I've thrown out a hip before. I'm a hip flexor. Sex is not fun at all. Because it stops the whole, there's nothing sexy. You're having a sexy moment. And then I've gotten a cramp there. I'm like, oh, it's not sexy at all.
Well, let's go to the question of today.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
Have you ever taken someone back and not regretted it?
Never.
Hell no. Fuck no.
Never taken anyone back.
Same.
Me neither.
I've taken someone back and total regret.
So I took Patrick back.
Yes,
oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
How did that? Wait. Tell us, Roy.
Here we go.
Well, Patrick and I were together. First of all, I think I need to preface it that their dad and I lived together for a long time and we were unofficially separated. No one knew, but within our family unit, we were separated. He slept in a different part of the house. I slept in a different part of the house.
You
but
guys
we,
didn't know it?
We thought it was because he snored so loud.
Yeah, we didn't
and
know.
It was loud.
That's what we thought. It worked for us because it was like brother and sister relationship. He and I really got along and I always thought no one would take care of my kids like their dad does. So it was fine for years. I mean, we did this for years.
Years?
Years. Mm-hmm. And then
wow.
The day I dropped Marcella off at high school, never forget it, August 8th. I will remember Whoa. This day forever. I dropped her off and I sat in the parking lot, Arl Turner in Carrollton, Texas. And I sat there for a moment and I went, this is like, I realized all of a sudden how being a mom was going to end one day, like to that extent. I don't know, high school, just it was just such an eye-opening day for me. And I went home that day and I said to him, I think we need to be officially separated. I mean, there's no changes except you go date whoever you want to date. I'll date whoever I want to date. Let's be mature about it. And he said, are you sure about this? I said, I'm 1,000,000% sure about it because I knew once the kids were gone, I didn't want to be in this situation.
And y'all are having a normal conversation. It's a conversation.
Completely normal conversation.
Really? With that?
Yeah, we had. we had a restaurant at the time and we worked together and we worked together great. And it all was really fine. And 6 weeks later, September 15th, is when I met Patrick.
Where you meet him at?
Cool River. In
Las Colinas?
In Las Colinas.
Wow. Yep.
I had been preparing for Gino's birthday party. I had this huge party planned. And the whole staff at the restaurant, we had a really busy night. And they go, come on, let's go one drink. It's midnight. And I go, I don't want to go. It's too late. I got to get the party ready. They go, you have always promised. Let's go. So the whole staff and I went to Cool River. We walked in. It's midnight. And Patrick, one day, when he'll come on, he'll tell you the story, how we met. It's really funny. And the next day, because this was so normal, people came into the restaurant all the time to visit us or me or whatever. And I said, he came to watch Gino play tennis the very next day. And then I invited him come to a restaurant.
Wait. You met Patrick.
Cool. Met him.
Mm-hmm. Next day,
he just called. Like it was like this.
They exchanged numbers.
Numbers.
She gave him a fake number.
He says that. I did not. It was.
She forgot.
I forgot what my number was. And then I go, wait, I think I gave you the wrong number. He says I didn't. Whatever. Oh. He'll tell you that story. It's funny. But he came to watch Gino play tennis. And I was like, this is so crazy. This guy hung around the whole day. I was like, what is he doing here? Like this
my
is a little kid.
10 years younger than my mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You cougar! That's awesome. That's legit.
I had to put that in there.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
10 years younger. Yeah. Wow. He was in his 20s.
He was 28. I was 38.
Wow.
And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then I said, well, I have to take him home. I said, I have to work tonight. Why don't you come to the restaurant? I had told him and usually when I went out, I used to be such a brat. I told everyone any stories you wanted to hear. I was like this person that came in town from Austria. I lied to everybody, but I told him the truth. I told him that I was living with my still husband, but separated. I told him the whole truth. So he comes to the restaurant, but for some reason, Saturday night, it was completely dead. I don't know why. It was always busy like crazy. And
Was their dad there?
He's the chef.
Wow.
But I just met it. It's not even been 24 hours. I'm not thinking anything, right? Yeah. And for some reason, though, their dad comes around the corner and he's acting so weird. It was so uncomfortable. So I was like, going somewhere else. I told him, go meet me at my best friend's house, which was up the street. And I went there first. Next thing I know, there's screaming going on in the parking lot. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Their dad followed Patrick.
How did he know to follow? How did he know who?
Honestly, Mafia. I am Mafia. Not even kidding.
That's the thing that scared the shit
till this day, out of me. I will never understand it because I'm not kidding. There's nothing going on. I met this guy less than 24 hours ago.
Just knowing who Their dad and is.
Patrick's stuck around.
I'm nervous right now. He's not around anymore. God. That's crazy.
The screaming going on. So their dad blocked Patrick in. Wait till he tell you the story. It's hilarious. And I hear screaming going on. I'm like, what the heck? So I go downstairs. We are officially separated. We agreed to it. So I'm like, what are you doing? Who is this fucking guy? He's like freaking out in the parking lot. I go, it's no none of your business. I just met him last night. Like, what are you doing? Big screaming, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I told him, go back to the restaurant. Everything you put me through, do not do this on top of it. I was just crazy. So
Patrick's like, I'm sticking it out.
I was like, what are you still doing here? I kept saying to him, he wouldn't leave. So
Patrick?
No, he would not leave. Wow. He would not. I mean, as crazy as this, I mean, I have two kids.
A mafia husband
that I live with.
Does he have any idea who?
I told him everything.
He still stayed.
I kept saying, why are you still here? He would not leave. And fast forward, I mean, that was some crazy moments because my ex-husband, he did not, I guess the official separation, he didn't mean it. So he then, you know, he threatened to cut us up, feed us to the sharks. I never forget the one night I fell asleep with a red Sharpie in my hand and I woke up and I was like, oh my God, it's all right.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. I'll
never ever forget it. And
we can't wait to do this podcast.
It was absolutely crazy. He I don't know, he broke pictures. He just acted like a lunatic.
He went crazy one time when I was blowing up balloons for some party and he's coming in yelling, I'm gonna chop the like in the little pieces. And I was like, what the are you talking about?
Oh my God. Just like, like nothing. Oh
totally,
my God.
Totally. Like, because to us, it's so normal.
The craziness?
Chopping people up.
Just another day.
Those words coming out of his mouth were really
someone
to me.
Didn't pay.
that's what's so crazy about it.
Are so normal that I was just like, okay. He's yelling about something, breaking pictures. And I was just like, but not in a, like a weird for me to say, not dysfunctional. But to me, my dad was always saying those crazy things. Like,
that's crazy.
With one of my exes, my dad stood outside with a gun underneath a towel. And I was like, Dad, you cannot just shoot people like in the middle of the street.
Are you kidding me right now? Like, Dad, can you put the just yes, this one time? I like him. I want a second date. Second date, Dad. Please.
I told him
Patrick
like,
actually has that shotgun.
Seriously?
Because it has no number. No,
what was the intention?
Well, he used to have it. The no number one's gone.
No, not with Patrick having it. What was the intention with your dad having
the shotgun? Oh, he gave it to him. Okay.
Like, yeah, we gave it away. Oh. That one's gone too.
Why did my dad want to shoot my boyfriend at the time? Because he was
scumbag.
A piece of shit. It's one of myself's boyfriends.
Should be shot.
My dad saw bruises on my arm. So he.
What?
Yeah, are that's you? What Justin, y'all know that whole story. Anyway, Gino, it's my dad can't. Poor Bernie.
Bring him on.
I know, right?
Bring him on the show.
Both of them.
That's insane. That's crazy to me.
My dad wanted to kill, like, and when I tell you, like, not just like your normal dad, like, I'm going to kill him. Like, I was like, no, like, you cannot kill him. You can't just walk out into the parking lot.
Let's just talk about this.
Dad. Yeah. And he's like, going to shoot him. And I was like, you can't just shoot people in the street.
Because I can't let me show you that. I can't.
Well, because in his profession, I mean, when we get there, I mean, there were a lot of things that happened where my
dad could
do those things and not get in trouble.
I would think, you know? I'd be scared that he'd have one of his like goons do some shit.
Right.
Uncle Tony.
That's right. Uncle Tony do it.
Yeah.
There's always uncles, Tony's. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, so anyways, fast forward. I mean, you know, we were together 2 years that way. And it was hard because the dad was kind of starting to struggle, like, to know what to do. And so, I don't know, the judge had given me the house. This is a whole big story, but
yeah, we have to.
I don't even know where to go. But Patrick and I were together 2 years. And then I think it all got a little bit freaked out because after 2 years, you kind of go. And I still wasn't divorced officially. So he kind of went a little crazy. He went back to his steroid taking days and I don't put up with bullshit. Like, now, I do not put up with bullshit.
When she tells you she doesn't put up with bullshit, I'm telling you, like none.
I don't.
And he did one thing, I think. And she was like, let me out of this car. We're done.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say what he did?
What?
Can you say what he did?
Oh, he took steroids. So he had, all of a sudden he like had a,
He was pissed off.
He was like pissed off about something. I remember he hit the steering wheel like hard and I was like, who is this person? I'm not going to be with someone like that.
Wow. So how long did you break up with him for?
We were not together for about 3 months. In my head, I was like, if he ever wants me back, he would have to completely like, I mean, I don't even know. I don't take people back kind of thing. And friends of mine from Austria were here and they had met him before and they and he had called that day and I said, I'm not seeing him. Like, and they said, sometimes you need to give someone a chance to just explain it. I was like, I don't want to go. And they kind of forced me to go and made me go. And the rest is history, really.
Nah.
Yeah.
19 years later?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. So
that's crazy.
So how long after that you guys got back together was it before you got married?
Quickly after that.
Yeah, because she also got pregnant with Jolie.
Yeah. Wow.
My sister.
Well, I'm trying to think.
We don't want that happening with you, buddy. Just wrap it up.
No kidding.
It wasn't long.
We got back together. I'm just thinking Valentine's Day that year. And then we got married in August.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I never regretted it. I mean, he's a really great guy. He's a great stepdad to these two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and we've, well, not you. I have put Patrick through hell, poor guy. And he just still sticks around.
Seems like you put everybody through a lot
of hell. I told you I'm a lot to handle.
I'm glad I'm coming into your life towards the mature part of it.
That's good.
On that note, we thank everyone for listening. If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks that you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarcellaRaneri.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey.
Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcasts and YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.